All right, I think I'm up next. I'm Brittany with nerdsandbeyond.com, and kind of piggybacking off of Desiree's question, both the deep and A-Train's rock bottoms are directly related or impacted by starlight. And I was wondering how that would affect both characters as they try to either get back into the Seven or maintain their status in the Seven. What their relationships are going to be like with her, or even with each other. Is there like a possible alliance between the two in the car?
Yeah, that's interesting. No one's ever said that before. No one's ever made that point. But I mean, you're absolutely right. I think the Deep's issue is a little more closely tied to Starlight. A-Train's is kind of there's multiple people and things involved in the issue that's going on with him, but it's mostly internal. But having Starlight around definitely makes it a little more difficult for him to navigate the way that he's used to doing. Does it mean that we're gonna band together in season two to kind of help with that common issue? Not necessarily. Like, I can't. What can I say about that, Chase? Like, I don't know.
No, I know it's tough to talk about because,
Yeah.
that, with as far as the Deep and my character and Starlight go, they do address it a little bit in season two. But it's obviously touchy because how do how is that ever okay? How is she ever going to be okay with him being back in the Seven? I don't know. So,
Right.
yeah, I guess I can't give away too much, but, he did, I mean, the Deep's on his own thing, you know, he's like completely on his own journey. And obviously, for selfish reasons, he wants to be back there and is, at least on the surface, very sorry and probably more sorry for getting caught and sort of getting called out and feels embarrassed. And who knows to what depth of authenticity that goes to, So we'll find out a little bit more.
Awesome. Thank you.